I'm Tom Keefe, and I wrote Cinderella. Well, it's a little complicated. It's sort of set in the real world rather than in the magical kingdom we all know and love from the classic Disney version. And what's happened is there's been a terrible accident with a machine, and all of the characters from Cinderella have come through into a small-town American high school, and they kind of mingle with the students. So it's difficult because their presence in the real world is eventually going to cause the world to end. So it's up to Jason, our protagonist, to somehow get them back to their original fairy tale before everything goes horribly wrong on prom night.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
I'm Georgia, and I'm one of the directors of Cinderella. It's going to be different to one you've ever seen before, I can promise you that. I mean, in place of the usual kind of characters, we do have a high-energy literature lab, a crazy scientist. But I mean, it's all set in a high school, so who doesn't love that?
I'm Izzy, and I'm Cinderella.
I'm Ethan, and I am Jason.
Cinderella's quite annoying. She's like, cries all the time, and feels very sorry for herself. I think she's probably quite good deep down, just insanely naive.
And Jason is dubbed as the all-round swell guy. He's a spelling bee champion and the most popular guy in school.
The high-energy literature machine has gone haywire, opening an interdimensional rift between our dimension and the dimension of fairy tales.
An interdimensional rift? Holy smokes! What does it mean?
It means that before I sever the connection by passing out, several characters from the fairy tale dimension entered our dimension. Now they stop amongst us unseen. They could be anywhere. They could be anyone!
You mean this fairy tale card is loose in our world and we don't know who they are?
I'm Katie Wilkinson and I play the wicked stepmother. Well, she's the high school principal of the school that Cinderella and her lovely man Jason go to. And she obviously wants her daughters to be with the, you know, the hottest guy in school, which is Jason. So she's basically concocting a plan to get him to take them to the prom.
Hello, my darling. Jason's already asked you to the prom, so I took the liberty of ordering your dresses. Now, they're a size down, so if either of you little maggots eats between now and Friday, I will end you.
Hi, I am.
We're already arguing.
Yeah. I'm older here, Georgina.
Fine, you've got God.
Hi, my name's Regina, and I am playing one of Cinderella's ugly stepsisters.
Your real name is Regina. Just putting that in there.
Yeah, it is.
He's going full throttle with this. I'm Laura, and I'm playing Georgina, Regina's sister.
You are the ugly stepsisters in this panto. What's it been like to be called ugly nearly every rehearsal?
It's been refreshing. In fact, it's been humbling, you know? Some people have come up to me and they're like, I don't know how they cast you as that. It's just, how can you identify with that role? But you know what? You have to have a good perspective on things. You have to have a different perspective sometimes, I feel. And what more can I say? Like, it's an experience.
I don't think there are, in fact, any other words you could say there. That was amazing. Yes.
Hi, I'm Rhys Hayes. I'm playing the part of the fairy godmother in Cinderella.
Hello, my name is Charles Dean, and I am playing that well-known Cinderella character, Alpha. Alpha is the leader of the Fairy Tale Investigation Bureau, and his job is basically to investigate illegal fairy tale goings-on, most of which, of course, center around the fairy godmother herself, because she does all of these crimes. But the problem is that his bureau is not exactly particularly well-funded. His staff are not entirely competent, and one of those staff members is, of course, interviewing me.
Fairy godmother in this production isn't the typical fairy godmother we see in normal Cinderella. She's a bit more psychotic. She's a bit more of a godmother in reference to a famous film than I think.
Are you specifically avoiding saying the name of that film as if we're going to get sued?
The Godfather. Yeah, the Godfather. She's a bit mental. Her hobbies include robbing banks and shooting people in the process. But, she's a bit saucy as well. She's a bit nuts.
Nobody move! This is a heist! Woo! Bang! Bang!
It's a Tommy gun. I'm just going to say that now.
Everybody's in. It's so much harder to hit moving targets.
People should come see Panto because it is just an incredible evening of entertainment. I think there's something there for everyone. If you like songs, we have songs. If you like dances, we have dances. If you like kind of mildly funny, referential humour, poking fun of like society and so on, we've got some of that as well.
Very funny. Very, very funny. I've read it 1,000 times and I'm still laughing, so that must be a good sign.
People are way too serious and pantomimes are really yeah. to just let go.
Get rid of the January blues. Like, yeah. Go and see a pantomime.
Just have a laugh.
A cheese fest.
Definitely a cheese fest.
There are so many great jokes littered throughout this script. You know, it is blink and you'll miss it. Although, obviously, if you're not looking, you'll still hear the joke. There's some good visual gags as well. Like, it's fantastic. I love the whole script.
This is a university panto, so it's targeting university students. So... I would not recommend children come and see it.
Come and see Cinderella if you want a good night out, basically. It's quite a cheap night out. We're only £4 for students if you buy before the night, or £5 on the door. It is on the 16th to the 18th of January, which is Thursday through Saturday, week 2, and it's in Central Hall.